One of the most interesting things about researching the world before us was going to the archives at Bethlehem Royal Hospital in London. Bethlehem is one of the world's oldest hospitals for the treatment of mental illness. It was established in 1247, and they have an incredibly rich repository of documents and archives around the treatments for mental illness over the centuries. My interest was in looking at the patient casebooks and some of the patient programs from around the time my novel was set, so the year 1877. So the kinds of things that I looked at that totally blew me away were lists of entertainments that patients in the convalescent hospital might have. So performances, plays they might put on, satires. Sometimes the patients had public balls where they might dance and meet with members of the public as a way of getting ready to reenter society and behave in the ways that might be expected of them. But the casebooks were the things that were most effective and incredibly profound. What you would see there would be the kinds of reasons people might have been sent to or entered into a convalescent hospital, things like overwork or blow to the head. I remember seeing a report on a woman who refused food or refused to wear her bonnet or unpicked her fancy work. So you see these sort of narratives as to why people needed to be sent to the hospital. And then you could see within the patient casebook sort of reports about their progress. So doing better might be one entry in a little scratchy handwriting. And then the next one the next day might say refuses bath. And then the next handwriting might say went on an escorted walk or something that talks about the fact that they were sent into refractory care, which is where patients were sent if they were really misbehaving. It was really humbling. That's what I'd say about the archives. One of the things that struck me and one of the things that I tried to talk about in the book was that, this is what's left of whole complex lives. Many of these individuals might have loved the feel of sunlight on their face or might have had a favorite hat that they cared about. And none of that gets recorded in these kinds of archives, which is why I guess writers exist. You find these skeletal documents of existence and, to do them justice, you imagine and fill in the rest.